Hello everybody and welcome to our webinar, the land-based RAS boom in the balance. And this is an Undercurrent News webinar and I'm Matt Craze. I'm delighted to host this webinar at a very interesting time in the land-based aquaculture industry and an exciting time in its development. And I'd just like to very briefly mention a thank you to our sponsors and recognition to our sponsors who helped to make these events possible. And we have Panaferd AX, Exiton Clean, Innovacy, and Skretting. So a big thank you to them. And I'd just like to briefly introduce the panelists today. And I'll just give a little bit of a sense of where we'll take this webinar. There'll be a very brief presentation from me just to set up the topic. And also because with Undercurrent News, we are about to publish a report with some numbers. And then we'll get into questions with the panelists. And I would encourage everybody listening to post questions, because the last half an hour of this webinar will be dedicated to Q&A from the outside audience. So starting with Maggie, could you introduce yourself, please?
Yes, absolutely. Thanks, Matt, and thanks for inviting me to join today. I'm Maggie Fried. I am the head of the Ocean Seafood and Aquaculture Investor Consortium at CREO Syndicate. And just to give a brief background on that, CREO Syndicate is a nonprofit organization that is a network of investors, primarily single family offices, who are investing in areas related to combating climate change and promoting sustainability. I work with a dedicated subgroup of those investors who are all either actively investing in or have committed to investing in sustainable oceans, aquaculture, and seafood. And collectively, this group has a goal of deploying $250 million into these sectors by 2023. And one of the ways that I work with them is through sourcing and doing initial evaluation of deal flow, including land-based aquaculture.
That's great. Thank you, Maggie. And I look forward to asking you about that as we get into the webinar.
Absolutely.
Eric Tveteris, if you could introduce yourself, please.
Sure. Hi. Thanks, Matt. And thanks for inviting me as well. So I'm Eric Tveteros, investment director in Nutreco, which is the corporate venturing arm of Nutreco, the global feed company. I, together with the team, focus most of our time on land-based farming. But contrary to popular belief, we also look into other approaches such as offshore and closed containment in the sea systems. We've made 5 investments so far in land-based salmon farming companies and approaching just north of 50 million euros invested to date.
That's great. Thank you, Eric. And lastly, Carl Oystein Oyehaug. If you could present yourself, please.
Sure. First of all, thanks for the invitation to attend here today. My name is Carl Oystein Oyehaug, and I'm the Chief Financing Officer of Atlantic Sapphire. Atlantic Sapphire is the world's largest land-based salmon farmer, founded back in 2010, with our main operation here in South Florida, where we currently are in full operation with our 10,000 metric ton blue house here, while also being in construction of our phase 2 expansion, which will bring total capacity to 25,000 tons of salmon volumes per year. So very excited to be here and to discuss the important topic of the future of land-based.